You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God didn't set you up behind a big old throne in heaven trying to judge and sort out the wheat from the tares. That's His job. Your job is to love them. Your job is to get, how many know love covers? Love don't expose, love covers. Love ain't jealous. Love ain't envious. Love don't put down. No, you ain't heard me. Love goes the extra mile. Love says, smack, oh, you hit me on this side too. I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, amen. We're not supposed to live that way. We're supposed to be steadfast, loving, caring, gentle, peaceful, working at all times to bring peace to a situation and not stir up a controversy. But today we got Christians in the church always trying to stir something up so they can feel good about their own inadequacies. We're supposed to be people full of faith, full of power, full of the Spirit of God. We're so consumed with our own little hurt feelings we can't even get up out of bed in the morning. Praise the Lord. Come on now. I got three people trying to help me. The rest of y'all getting convicted. I know. I feel it. Come on, huh? God ain't never called you to get caught up in judgment. Well, I'm supposed to discern what's evil and what's right. Yeah, for your own life. That's your job. You're supposed to let the Holy Spirit convict your own life. As far as I know, you ain't the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts my life. Praise the Lord. How dare you? Look at somebody and say, how dare you? How dare you? Huh? I'm going to tell you right now, when you got the power of God living on the inside of you, you don't get caught up in prejudice. You don't get caught up in judgment. You don't get caught up in being mean. You don't get caught up in being nasty. You don't get caught up in being frustrated. You don't get caught up in being overwhelmed. You know why? Because you got the power of God living on the inside of you to get you over every hurdle, every obstacle, every problem in your life. I don't care how many people talk about you, put you down, betray you, stab you in the back. It cannot take your joy when you got the Holy Ghost living in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, let me just say this. It is more important as a believer to be kind than it is to be correct. I'm going to try that again. It is more important as a believer to be kind than it is to be correct. I know you think you know it all, but it's more important for you to be kind. Just touch somebody and say, be kind. Just be kind. Let's be kind. The truth is most of the time we want to correct everybody because we need correction ourselves. And what happens is the Holy Spirit convicts us and we don't always correct ourselves, so we want to fix everybody else. Y'all ain't going to shout at me, but that's all right. God did not call you to the correction ministry. He called you to the healing ministry. He said, I've called you to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the good news. Come on, somebody out to help me. He didn't call you to correct nobody. Unless you're working at St. Lucie County Jail, then you might have a little bit of correction work to do. Praise the Lord. In the counterculture kingdom, it is never okay to be unkind. And if you are unkind, you ought to get it right away. Some of y'all need to look at each other and say, please forgive me for being unkind. I felt the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. I have read Proverbs chapter every day. I don't know how many years I do it. I have never read a proverb that says, thou shalt be unloving, thou shalt be unkind, and thou shalt be unforgiving. It really is not in your Bible. But we see it all the time. And we don't just see it in the world, we see it in the church. Praise the Lord. How are we doing back there? All right, number one. It is impossible to withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time. It is impossible to withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time. You're either going to withdraw yourself and put yourself in isolation and live in your little comfort bubble, but you will not influence the world. Are you going to influence the world? Then you're going to have to get out there in the middle of the mess. You're going to have to put your army helmet on. Tighten up your wool, get your sheep teeth out, and go out in the world and say, amongst all them wolves, and look at all them wolves staring at you, hungry, trying to eat you, and just go, bah, 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 bah. The wolves are going to growl, they're going to sniff at you, they're going to try to take you, and just look at them, bah. What they don't understand is you're a sheep with the Holy Ghost. That wolf, take a bite out of your wool, and he'll be sorry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it seems like we bought into the fact that if we isolate ourselves somehow, we'll never get contaminated. If I just stay away from all that stuff, if I just don't hang out with them people, if I just don't go to those places, I won't be contaminated. Well, that's foolish because the world is contaminated everywhere you go. You might isolate yourself at your house and go, I ain't never going to go nowhere no more. I ain't going to go out to eat. I don't want to be around people in a restaurant because they're filthy heathens. I don't want to do nothing. You walk out to the mailbox and check your mail, and the mailman going to flip you a bird. Because you cannot isolate yourself. No matter how hard you try. That's what the monks tried to do in the Middle Ages. You know that, right? That's what they did. So there was only a few Christians left in the world. Everybody was dying from the plague. Nobody was serving God. Everybody was into witchcraft and warlocks and all kinds of drugs and eating mushrooms and flipping out and conquering countries. And the monks said, we can't have nothing to do with this stuff. We got to get out of here. And what they did is they started wearing robes. They stopped eating certain food. They stopped talking to people. They saved a little bowl on top of their head. Some of them just quit speaking. For years, they wouldn't even talk. One monk built a treehouse and climbed up in the treehouse and stayed up in it for 26 years because he didn't want to have nothing to do with anybody in the world. Man, you got to be a mess to climb up in a tree for 26 years and live in a tree for 26 years in the middle of the dark ages. My God, try not to be contaminated by the world. Listen, God did not give you a CBR suit and a little gas mask to keep you protected from sin. He gave you the Holy Spirit to walk in a messed up, drug-infected, disease-filled, tragedy-filled world with the answer that they need. That's what He gave you. And He gave you power to overcome every obstacle, every trial. Even when they make fun of you and put you down and persecute you, even when trouble comes, He gave you what you need to overcome. But God did not call us to isolation. You cannot withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time. You will be ineffective. You'll go to heaven, but you ain't going to have nothing when you get there. So what are you talking about? The rewards are only for the overcomers. No, you miss me. Read your Bible. I'm telling you some good stuff in it. Rewards are passed out to those who overcome, not to those who isolate. If you don't never engage a messy world, then you ain't never overcoming nothing. Ain't no white robe, ain't no crown, ain't no riches, ain't no glory. You're going to get into heaven, you'll be up there, and everybody's going to have all kinds of stuff. Go look at my mansion. You go, well, I ain't got nothing. Well, you never did nothing. Rewards are based on what you do. Getting to heaven is based on what you be. I ain't got time to go there. We ain't even got time to unpack all that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, we have nature in us. We have nature in us that is contrary to the kingdom that we're called to. That's why God gives us a spirit life, so we can overcome that nature. Come on, amen. The issue is not us withdrawing from the world, believing somehow that we can make ourselves more holy by withdrawing from the world and abstaining from everything. That is just crazy. You will abstain yourself into Bolivian. And you will live your life miserable, and you'll never have joy, and you'll never have peace, and you'll wonder why all your Christian friends are having so much fun, and then you'll rationalize it and say, well, the only reason they're having fun is because they're out there sinning. No, it's not. It's because they're enjoying the life that God gave them, called an abundant life. I don't know about you, but I'm one of them abundant Christians. I want to be abundant. I want all the stuff. I want everything that comes with it. I want the benefits. I want the pass card. I want the coupons. I want everything. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
There's a lot of people, that's what I said, there's a lot of people that have the nature in them to do wrong. That's why God wrote His truth on our heart. They never do wrong, but they still got the nature. That's why you need a heart change. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. You can put a muzzle on a bulldog and keep him from biting, but every time the mailman comes by, he's still going to be able to go. He might not be able to bite, but he won't do. Praise the Lord, amen. What's inside you is what controls your nature. Come on, nature. Everybody say nature. You don't teach. I mean, you don't have to teach a monkey to climb. It's in his nature. You have to teach a dog to bark. It's in his nature. You know, you got to teach a cat to meow. It's in the cat's nature. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say it's in his nature. You ain't got to teach a pig how to roll around in the mud. You put a, we go out there and some dirt and throw some water on it and put a pig in there. You know what he's going to do? He's going to roll in the mud. Why? Because he's a pig. That's what pigs do. They roll in the mud. All right, we move on. Listen, when Jesus comes to your life, he does not come. Listen, this is important. When Jesus comes in your life, he does not come to modify your behavior. He comes to change your heart. Because if he changes your heart, then your behavior gets modified. Jesus never comes with a bunch of rules. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. He don't do that. He comes to change your heart. Give you a new heart. Somebody say, I need a new heart. He comes to be the king over your life and bring you into a new kingdom, a kingdom of power, a kingdom that's opposed to the kingdom of this world. The problem is we just get to the place where we keep living by the kingdom rules of this world and we try to apply them to kingdom life and it don't work. We find ourselves living at a place of frustration because we hear the principles of Jesus, but we keep trying to apply the old life to the same thing. And we end up getting stuck and never living in victory. We save, but we ain't going nowhere. We save, but we don't know what abundant life is. Jesus loves us, and we love Jesus, but we spend 5 days out of the week being mad. You don't have to work at being saved. You are saved. You don't have to work at being sanctified. You are sanctified. You don't even have to work at being holy. You're already holy because of what Jesus did. All you got to do is learn how to embrace it by his power and let it come alive in your life. Praise the Lord. Number two, in the counterculture kingdom, God takes nobodies and turns them into somebodies. God chooses people that have been written off by society and people that have been overlooked, passed over, put down, carried away, and he turns them into something big and mighty and great to do big, great, and mighty things in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. In the King James, in Acts chapter 13, it says this, that when the council looked at them guys, he said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. I can't tell you how many times somebody said that about me. You ignorant and unlearned. I said, oh, that's all right. I know who I am. Praise the Lord. That's what they said about it. He said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. They're here, they are standing in front of the city council, giving a defense for who they are, where they've been, who they've been hanging out with, and how come they got this dude that was paralyzed at the gate to stand up and start running and leaping and praising God. And they're telling these people in Jerusalem how it all happened. Amen. And they're going, these guys ain't got no training. These guys ain't been to school. These guys don't have an education. These are ignorant and unlearned people. But what they did recognize, the Bible says that they marveled that they had been with Jesus. You want to know how to mess somebody up in the head? Just spend a little bit of time with Jesus. My God, you want to really mess somebody up and they're going to wonder what's going on in your life and how you can get through what you got through, how you overcome what you overcome, how you got joy in the middle of problems. Let me help you right now. Just get with Jesus because people will know when you spend time with Jesus. If you get a little bit of alone time with Jesus and just throw your hands up and give a little bit of worship and talk about how awesome he is and how great he is and spend a little bit of time with Jesus, then everything in your life just begins to settle down and peace will overcome you and joy will have your heart. And people will look at you and say, I don't know why. Why ain't you upset? Why ain't you mad? Why you been going through what you've been through? And you can just look up and say, I've been hanging out with Jesus. And when I hang out with Jesus, everything's all right. Somebody ought to shout, it's all right with Jesus. It's all right with Jesus. I know you got problems. I know you've been through hell. I know you've been messed up. I know people hurt you. I know your heart's breaking sometimes. I know you walk through loss. I know you've lost money. But spend a little time with Jesus and he'll make it all right. My God. I wonder what would happen tomorrow if just ordinary people learned how to be. See, God specializes in taking people that don't know what's going on in their life, ain't never been able to figure it out, and put power in them to help them be. Be. That's really what this is about. This is about being. It's about being. Touch somebody, say it's about being. It's about being. Listen to me. I don't know who's counted you out in your life, but you better hear me. If somebody has counted you out in your life, they don't know how to count. If they think they got you down on the mat and you ain't getting back up, they're disillusioned. Because I got a God who knows how to count. And He declares over your life that you are everything He says you are. And that you can do everything He has set before you. So I wonder if I got anybody in here that really believes that today. Because here's what I found out in my life. Is there's a lot of things we know to be true. But there's not a lot of truth manifesting in our life. Because in my experience, it's become very easy to take the truth or revelation from God in my life and say, wow, that's cool. That makes so much sense. I really want that. But never get the courage to apply it. Because applying it requires sacrifice. And our default natural position is we just don't want to give up nothing. But you need to hear me today. If you're going to go up, you're going to have to learn how to give up. If you're going to be, if you're really going to be, then you got to let go of some things in your life that are keeping you who you are. And see, I can't do that for you. I can tell you the truth the way I read the truth. I can communicate to you the way I understand the Bible. And I can pour my heart out to you. But in order for you to be, you got to believe. And you got to do it in faith. Listen, your breakthrough in your life is really just one decision away. Just one. You just got to decide. You got to decide if you've had it. You got to decide if you can't take no more. You got to decide if the pressure of your life is not going to overcome you. You got to decide if the stresses that you're facing cannot mount an attack and take you out. You are one decision away from being. But you got to do that. I can't do that for you. I can just tell you the truth as I see it. Well, and I really believe that this house is a house of truth. And I believe God wants you to be. I believe every individual in this room today, you have a destiny before God that's full of His promises, His glory, avenues for awesome blessing and prosperity. And the simple question from God is just simply, will you be? Will you give me your life for real?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered, while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines from the darkness.
He is real.